From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says foreign powers have learned that the best way to deal with Iran is with respect instead of threats and sanctions. The Iranian president spoke to the country Saturday, a day after nuclear talks between Iran and world powers, including the U.S., broke off, allowing the Iranian delegation to return home following the death of the president's mother. The parties had been meeting in Lausanne, Switzerland. Although Iran's news agency reports the negotiations will resume Wednesday, the U.S. State Department has given no information on where and exactly when the talks will start up again. In his Nowruz message to the Iranian people, U.S. President Barack Obama called for an end to decades of mutual distrust and fear. Slotted Chahok reports that President Obama believes Iran has an historic opportunity to join the international community.
President Obama urged Tehran to accept a deal which could lead to greater opportunities for Iranian people.
A nuclear deal now can help open the door to a brighter future for you, the Iranian people, who, as heirs to a great civilization, have so much to give the world.
Israel is fiercely opposed to a deal with Iran, citing its links with terrorist groups. Some U.S. lawmakers also criticize the current talks with Iran. The Obama administration has acknowledged that it has many concerns regarding Iran, but they cannot all be resolved during the current talks. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
The health of Lee Kuan Yew, Singapore's 91-year-old founding father, has further deteriorated, according to the government. Lee remains at a hospital where he has been treated for 6 weeks. This is VOA News. Soldiers from Chad say they have found more than 100 bodies in a mass grave in the Nigerian town of Damasak after helping to liberate the village from Boko Haram militants. The soldiers say some of the victims had their throats slit. They say the mass grave was found on the outskirts of town under a bridge. Witnesses say the state of the bodies suggests that the killings had taken place some time ago. Boko Haram Islamic militants seized Damasak near the border with Niger in November. However, troops from Niger and Chad recently recaptured the town as part of a multinational effort against the militants. Boko Haram has carried on an insurgency in northern Nigeria for the past 6 years, resulting in thousands of deaths and more than a million people driven from their homes. The U.S. First Lady, Michelle Obama, Saturday urged Cambodian students to stay in school and take advantage of their education to demand greater freedoms and more equality in their Southeast Asian country. She focused on female students.
When girls get educated, when they learn to read and write and think, that gives them the tools to speak up and to talk about injustice and demand equal treatment. It helps them participate in the political life of their country and hold their leaders accountable, call for change when their needs and aspirations aren't being met.
Mrs. Obama is on a 5-day trip to Asia to promote the U.S.-led education initiative, Let Girls Learn, which she and the president announced earlier this month. The community-based program, to be run by the Peace Corps, is meant to help get 62 million girls around the developing world back into the classrooms. Mrs. Obama's trip marks the first by a sitting American First Lady to Cambodia. President Barack Obama became the first U.S. president to visit Cambodia in 2012 and pressed Hun Sen, the president, in private on a variety of human rights and political issues during the meeting that White House officials described as tense. The foreign ministers of South Korea, China, and Japan met in Seoul Saturday for talks focused on reducing regional tensions caused by their territorial and historical disputes. The three top diplomats met after a series of bilateral meetings for the first formal talk since April of 2012. Although the three countries have strong economic ties, relations have remained frosty because of ongoing territorial disputes with China and animosity dating back to Japan's colonization of Korea and occupation of parts of China before and during World War II. Prior to the talks, the South Korean president met with the Japanese foreign minister. I'm Ira Melman reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.